So it's even more important to make your brand stand out, but you don't have to dominate the heading. Now, in the Yellow Pages, there are a few ways to cut costs if you desire to be in the Yellow Pages. Generally speaking, when you speak to a Yellow Pages rep, they are inclined to not tell you all the specials that they have to offer. Why? Because if they don't have to sell that special to you, they'll sell it to you at list price, basically. There are different kinds of specials. There are also different kinds of ad sizes, obviously. And we'll start with the lingo first. I always enjoy, when I have to talk to a rep, throwing the lingo back in their face. Why? Because they take a step back and say, uh-oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. And that is what they hate. Because it's like, I'm going to get caught. They're like car salesmen. I'm sorry if somebody's a car salesman in here. But generally speaking, they're like thieves. Because they don't come in with a book. They have the book. It's called the YPPA book. At least that's what it used to be called. And it's about this thick. And it has all the prices for all the books. Everywhere. And all the discount programs and everything else. Last one I saw was, I'm telling you, it was this big as a phone book. It was white. And it said YPPA on it, and it had all the prices. They never bring that book along. Right? They know there's discounts. They're not giving it up. But when you throw out their lingo, they start to say, uh-oh. So what's a QC? A QC is a quarter column ad. A DQC is a double quarter column ad. A TQC is a triple quarter column ad. An MD2 in our area is a new ad. It's in between a QC and a DQC. No, I'm sorry. Wrong. It's in between a QC and a box listing. And there are different box listings. Again, this is my area and lots of areas, really. You got a small box listing, which is like 3 lines. You got a bigger box listing, which is 8 or 9 lines. You got just a regular listing, and you got a bold listing. Now, if you're in a heading where there's just two people and neither one of you have a display ad, just take out a bold listing and put your phone number in it. Be done with it. It's okay. You're dominating the heading anyway. Because there's only a couple listings and nobody took out a real ad, per se. But if other ones have QCs or DQCs, now there's a new game they play. What's the new game? In the last 5 years or so, it's not so new anymore, is if you move up, the bigger ad you have, you will, and not only the bigger ad, the longer you've been in there with that size ad will make your placement on the page. Meaning if I had the largest ad in the book last year and I keep that ad, and somebody else bumps up to that size ad, they will always be below me in the listings. If I decide to drop down to a smaller size, let's say it was a DQC and I went down to a QC, a quarter column, and that other company kept the DQC, if 2 years down the road I want to go back up again, I will be below him. Another trick that they don't tell you about is called pagination. When you open a Yellow Pages book, what's supposed to happen is there are certain places in the book that are actually more important than others. I got to look at it to remember. This and this on each page is like the primary position. And the primary position is supposed to be given out to the largest ads. So I've actually been able to fight them when I had a bigger ad that wound up like in the gutter here. This is called a gutter in the middle. Down here. When I've got the biggest ad and they wind up here. And what do you expect us to do? And blah, 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 blah. I expect you to follow your rules. That's all. I'm not asking for something that I'm not supposed to get. Do you have rules of pagination or not? Yes, we do. Then follow your rules. If you can't follow your rules, then give me money back. But, you know, you can't expect us to do... Yeah, I do expect you to do it. If it's your rules, I didn't make the rules of pagination. You did. Follow your rules. Okay? It's very hard to get money off of them. But again, I'm talking to them like I actually know what
so
I'm talking about.
Like that.
It's just dumb luck sometimes. Or sometimes you get a rep that will actually give up that little information to you. Or you get burned, and then there's somebody out there that starts explaining the laws of the land to you. And you have to remember what the laws are. Okay? You have to remember. Discounts. There are what are called step-up programs. Not in every category, but some, they're out there. And ask them, what's the step-up program? Do you have one? What is it? It's simple. If you bump up to the next size ad, they might give you a discount. Now, if you just decide, you know, next year I think I want to do a bigger ad there because, you know, I got four competitors there now. Their ads are all bigger. I want to go bigger. Okay? They may have a step-up program where the first year only, they will give you a discount for stepping up to the next size. Multiple headings. If you take the same ad out in two headings, they'll give you a discount. They may not give you a discount if you take out two different ads in two different headings. But if it's the same ad, they may give you a discount. If you open a new heading, in your book, if there isn't a heading for singing telegrams, and you want to start one, if you're the first one in, they may offer you a discount for opening that new heading. Why do they love this stuff? Because if you open a new heading, you're marketing for them. Because next year, your competitor is going to say, uh-oh, she took out an ad in singing telegrams. I got to do it now, too. You just made more customers for them. Just like if you step up, figuring you're getting a break, which you might, right? Next year, four of your competitors said, oh, God, she went with a TQC. I got to dominate the heading. I got to go with a half a page now. Boom. You just did the marketing and selling for the yellow pages. We all do it. It's inescapable. This is all the bad stuff about yellow pages that is actually phenomenally brilliant that they don't want people thinking about. It happens every day. Right? We are marketing for them. We are selling them to our competition. Okay? Co-op ads. What's a co-op ad? I only got to do this a couple of times. We wholesaled for BSA Balloons many years ago. And I was able to talk to them into co-oping with me. Co-oping was basically, they gave me $1,000 to put their logo in one of my ads. We did a cooperative venture together. I put their thing in my ad. What did it do for me? It was great. It wasn't they gave me $1,000 in product, I believe. It was terrific. How did I get that to happen? I asked. Would you? Could you? Yes. Okay. Color? Color is a funny animal now. When I first started with this, you know, color was just red. Now they got the white out, they got green, they got blue, they got everything. It's a decision you'll have to make. It can be very costly, and it may not be the best thing. Maybe you should just do kind of a negative, you know, a reverse black that will make your ad stand off the page. You're just trying to grab people. It may not be that it's the most circusy color, because here's what happens. If enough people on the page advertise in color, it's just a mishmash of color. Now, in a while, the guy who's doing black and white and paying the least amount of money might be the one who gets the first call. Maybe. It's a decision you have to make. And it's a decision they love you to screw up on. And you don't know what you're up against. And you don't find out for months down the road, and whatever you've done, you have to live with for a year. It is monumentally brilliant what the Yellow Pages has established. That makes billions and billions of dollars for their company. But it makes money for me too. It's very, very costly. Now again, in whatever area you're in, I don't know, but prices vary. In our area, prices vary from book to book. I live in a county called Bergen County. We used to have one book, Bergen County book. Just like in Manhattan, I said they broke it up into five. Bergen County now has four. They got to be in all of them. The next county used to have one. It now has three. The county next to that had one. Now it has two. The county down south used to have one. Now it has four. The county to the east used to have one. Now it has three. And all of them cost me more money. Now there's other stuff like the internet, which they try to sell you presence on the internet. Whether it's pay-per-click, which our internet guys were talking about, or it's just to have a listing, and there's a million different ways to do it now, and it makes your head spin. But it's all related to the yellow pages, and it's a lot of decisions you have to make. Now, the bad thing about the internet is tough to track. The good thing about the internet, if it didn't work today, I can cancel it tonight. Much different than the yellow pages in print. If it didn't work today, I don't know for about 4 months till the book comes out. And 16 months from now, I get to stop paying for that mistake. And by then, you've forgotten already what the mistake was. Again, another brilliant part of Yellow Pages advertising for the Yellow Pages, not so much for us. Recourse for mistakes in ads we just talked about. Ad layout. Keep open areas. Just like in centerpiece construction. You don't want stuff too crowded. You want things to breathe a little bit. When I talked about reverse type before, that can be a very good attention getter. You know what I mean by reverse type? If you have an ad that's white, if you reverse all the images, it becomes black and the letters are just white and they pop out more out of the page. You may want some of that. You may want just a box with your number like that. It pops out of the page more. The eyes have it. As far as I've been told, it's very important to put eyes in your ad. Why? Because what have I been doing for the last hour? I've been looking you in the eye. It's what humans do. Either they do or they don't. You know, if they're embarrassed, they look down. They don't look people in the eye. But generally speaking, you do. And there's a connection there when I look you in the eye. And it's just the same in print. Right? It's just the same. Other things about, you know, we probably wouldn't get into, but in advertising, lots of things have water. Why? All the car commercials are in water. Ever see a car riding on dry pavement? It's very rare. It's always wet. Cigarette commercials, it's always a beautiful beach. The Marlboro Man, where did he ride? He always rode in water, crossing a stream. Why? Any idea? What are we made out of? That's right. Where did we come from? Water. It's in us. That's why we're attracted to the shore, to the beach, to water. So there's, you know, subliminal seduction going on there. There's a book called Subliminal Seduction. It was all about marketing and advertising. And that was one of the things. It's all about water. Color blue is another one, yes. There's all different little funky things that attract you to something, and that's all people want when they're marketing, is they want you to be attracted to their advertising. So the eyes, a lot of our ads, I have a clown in it, holding like a placard with stuff listed on it. And so you've got the eyes. Right? And he's, just like in good centerpiece construction, kind of left to right, and if you're in, you're in the other class with the photography, left to right is good photographic construction, good way to construct the picture. Same thing with an ad, left to right, going down this way, because your eyes travel left to right. That's what they do. So the important stuff, like your phone number sometimes, is a good idea to have it here. You start off with your eyes over here, and you want your, with the eyes in the ad, and you, it leads your eyes down to the important stuff, your number, your address, the special you're having. Right? Make any sense?
Yes.
Crazy, isn't it? But you know, it's garbage you never think about, but it's all out there. So, same question remains. How important is this darn little thing? Very. The most important thing to actually let you even have a business is the telephone. We wouldn't have a business without it. I mean, every one of us probably has a cell phone. Every one of us has been communicating at home or beeping in to get our messages so we can keep doing business, or, you know, hearing from our staff, if we have staff, about what's going right or what's going wrong, or having them ask us, how much is this, and I need to do this, and how can I do this, and who can I call? Who can you call?
Having a cell phone, nobody knows where they're talking to you.
That's right. Could be in China. Doesn't matter.
You could be in the supermarket doing your grocery.
That's right. Here's a crazy story. I'll tell you a crazy story how the phone made an unbelievable customer happen for me. They called me up once and they said, I want to do Look, they called up and they said, you will come to my house and you will give me an estimate. My wife is coming home from the hospital. She just had a baby and we're bringing the baby home tomorrow. You will come to my house. So what did I start off with? Questions. What do you want? What's the budget? I don't know. We finally got around to the budget. It's $300. And they kind of were rubbing me the wrong way. And I said, you know, and I don't usually say this. I mean, I rarely, if ever, say no. Not if ever, but rarely say no. And I said, you know, we'd love to do the job for you. We'll do the job for you, but I don't have time to spend a couple of hours on a consultation for that kind of budget. Ugh, forget it. Now, they hung up the phone, and I did my usual, you know, I thought about it. I was like, you know, I just blew off a customer. That was pretty stupid. I star 69'd them, and I called them back. I got them back. But I thought about it, and I said, you know, rather than not embarrass myself, but rather than kowtow to what they were doing, because they were kind of making me angry, I said, you know what? We can't do it, I had somebody else in my office call him back and say, you know, we can't do it, but we'll give you another number where I'm sure they can help you out. And I have another company and another phone number. And I had them call the other company. And they called up, and they spoke to me anyway. Now, the first job was $300. The second job was
$25,000. Wow.
The last one we just did was $250,000. Now, it was not one single balloon, and I was the planner on the event, so I only got a percentage. It was bar mitzvah, 3 days. As I said in the last class, this is Mr. PNY. You ever hear of the company PNY? Memory chips and stuff?
Mr. PNY.
And we just did their third bar mitzvah. They have one more. One more a week from October. The next one they want, fashion, supermodels. I said, okay, Ruth, well, I'm sure we can get some models, you know, maybe your local store. No, I want supermodels. I want people they know. Okay, Ruth, not a problem. Because the last one, we had 10 New Jersey Nets dancers. We had Sly, who's the mascot for the Nets. He was there for 4 hours. A band, a DJ, completely controlled the room. I'm repeating myself for you now. I talked about it before. It was just unbelievable. It was mind-boggling what we were doing. I was the coordinator, yeah. Not one single balloon the entire weekend. We had a game room for the kids at the hotel because they flew people in from all over the world. They flew the rabbi in from Israel. But you know what? Only for a couple. And it only worked because of the telephone. Now, I was a little underhanded, you know, but it got me the gig.
Well, that's why they say, too, you never know who you're talking to.
You never know.
And they always
that's
be
it.
Careful because
you never know.
I
had no idea. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to the president of a company at that point. He was, I don't know if he was 30 years old. They were bringing in about $200 million a year. Now they probably bring in close to $1 billion. And he's still younger than me. And you just never know. You know, I could have come to a little shack out in the woods, and it was their last $300, although I really didn't think so, by the way they were handling me. And but I walked into a 17,000.